Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And nobody does it better. The Stein family and their team are office furniture specialists. They're up to date on the latest office design trends like electric stand-up desks, raised monitors, and isolation
solutions. This is the home of your Rangers, Cowboys, and major college football. We are DFW Sports Station 105.3, The Fan, Harold EFM, and HD1, Dallas, Fort Worth. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
From formal to rustic, an Odyssey station. They have it all. Find them online at DallasDesk.com and visit the Stein family and their awesome staff on Midway Road in Addison. Tell Dallas Desk what you do and they'll do the rest.
Your turn it on, leave it on. Home of America's team is 105.3 The Fan.
Tolo, baby.
KRLD-FM and HD1, Dallas, Fort Worth.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
The following program was paid for by Texas Lending. All opinions or statements expressed on this program are solely those of Texas Lending or its guests and do not reflect the opinions of KRLD-FM or Odyssey.
Can find whatever you may need. If you got the money, honey, we got your disease. In the jungle, welcome to the jungle. Watch it bring you to your knees. I wanna watch you bleed.
And welcome to the TexasLending.com mortgage show. Another beautiful weekend of blissful mortgage talk after a blissful mortgage that you may be closing, or maybe you want to get closed after a blissful win by the Rangers this week. Big win for all you longtime Rangers fans. Thank you for listening to the musical stylings of Richard Cheese as we open the show here. If you are a person who loves to talk about money or listen to your financial options when it comes to getting a mortgage, this is a show for you. I'm Kevin Miller of TexasLending.com. I'm happy to share with you all the things you want to know about getting into your home loan. If you're trying to get that purchase, that cash out refinance, that home equity loan, maybe a HELOC, it's a home equity line of credit, get in touch with me today. Up here, we're going to get out this number today, 214-354-5989. That's the text number, 214-354-5989. Changing our phone companies, so still getting the text line set up. The same phone number, though, applies for TexasLending.com. If you're trying to get a home loan done, it's 972-387-4600. That's the phone number, 972-387-4600. But text me up here your questions today. Text me early and often at 214-354-5989. We want to get you going on your home loan, and we want to get you into a safe spot. You know, the world's changing quickly. Big news this week in terms of rates. You may not have been paying attention because you got a lot of things going on. And this week, you probably saw the biggest drop in the 10-year Treasury that we've seen all year, really, in a one-week span. We dropped nearly 0.5% in the 10-year Treasury rate. What does that mean for you? There is a correlation, typically, between a 10-year Treasury rate and mortgage rates. I'm not saying that mortgage rates dropped 0.5%, but there was some news that came out this week. The Federal Reserve met. They talked about pausing the interest rate increases that they've been doing. There was a jobs report yesterday. We'll talk about a little bit more later. The jobs report came out, said that there were some, the jobs report wasn't as great. The unemployment rate went up. Not as many jobs created as they reported. Either way, the rates moved in a positive direction if you're trying to get a home loan done. If you haven't got your home loan locked, if you've been sitting on it, you know, all bets are off right now with world conflicts that are going on. But when you saw the rate drop that we saw this week, if you haven't got that rate locked in, I would suggest now might be a good time. You know, we have an election year coming up next year. What does that mean? I don't know. You know, just that there are powers that be that they want to show a good showing going into election year. Typically, there is some influence that goes on. If there was a year for rates to come down, it would be next year before the election. But right now, you're talking about mortgage rates probably somewhere between 7.5% to 8% in a lot of cases. I'm trying to be on a conservative side for you. You know, you will see quotes out there around 7.5%, but you know, these are for the ideal conditions. If you're trying to get that 30-year loan done, if you have great credit, if you're paying closing costs and such. But if you're a person who's not paying closing costs, you don't have the ideal situation, your rates can be a little bit higher. Make sure you get in touch with me up here and text me your questions about what you might qualify for. How does it work on the TexasLending.com mortgage show? Well, you text me at 214-354-5989. If you're trying to buy a home, simply text me the following information. How much money do you make per year? What is your current credit score? And what is your expected down payment? I'll give you about how much loan you might be able to qualify for, what kind of payment you might be able to qualify for. This is not an application by any means. It's not a solicitation. This is getting you ideas right now on a Saturday morning so that when it comes time for you applying for a mortgage, you can have an idea of where you might find your loan. We're going to do this all with head math. We're not going to be plugging anything in. This is just years and years of experience about where you might find your mortgage payment right now, what kind of home you might be able to qualify for, what kind of loan you might qualify for. There's so many stigmas that are out there. Most of them are not correct. There's a lot of myths about the mortgage world, about how you qualify for a mortgage. What is the down payment? A lot of people think it's 20% down for a mortgage. It is not. If you listen to this show, you know that for a first-time home buyer, the minimum down payment is 3% down on a conventional loan through institutional investors. That's for a conventional first-time home buyer loan. If it's loans going to, you know, most lenders, they sell their loans to Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac or Ginnie Mae. These are government-sponsored agencies that make sure that loan money keeps flowing out there. And the down payment requirement for a conventional first-time home buyer is understood in the industry to be 3% down minimum. They come with higher mortgage insurance, of course, for those loans. And if you put 20% down or 10% down, of course, 20% down on a conventional loan, you typically don't have any mortgage insurance at all. And when I say typically, you're not going to have it if you put 20% down on a conventional loan. But if you're going to put that 3% down instead of 5% down or 10% down, you're typically going to have higher mortgage insurance on that. So your rates are going to be different on a first-time home buyer loan than you're going to have than if you're putting 5% down and you've already owned a home in the last several years. just know that there are options for you. On an FHA loan, 3.5% minimum out of pocket is the requirement. You know, these down payments for a conventional loan and FHA loans, they may come from gifts, from relatives. They have to be an appropriate relative. It can't be, you know, a long lost cousin from, you know, from 50 years ago from a family with a different name. They're typically going to be a brother, sister, mother, even a grandparent, father. These are the people that you can typically get a gift from. You can get a gift from, you can get it, you can take money out of your 401k for a down payment. You can get a gift from an advance from your employer. There are down payment, there are closing cost help that you can typically get maybe from the lender by supplementing a higher interest rate to pay for some of your closing costs. Typically, you can negotiate with the seller for some closing costs and things. There are other ways to get help in the industry. I don't want to talk about other people's money. I just want to say that there are other ways to negotiate things, you know, so that everyone can get into a mortgage. Big news came out this week, by the way, regarding the real estate world. There was a court decision that came out and had impact or influence that will have future influence on how the real estate industry is going to be going forward. We don't know the implications of that, but we know that there were some things. What are we talking about? Someone had an argument that, you know, why are they paying certain amounts of commissions and fees regarding a home purchase or a home closing? And so that went to a hearing, and I don't want to get into the details because I don't know what's going to happen with this. And I also don't, I was not there for it. And I also don't want to talk about other people's money, but I do want to say that it will have an ongoing influence in the real estate community and just how there's going to be a new discussion, especially as home values get higher. You know, we're not talking about $100,000 homes anymore. You're talking about $600, $700, $1 million homes. And so we're not quite sure that's going to go, but we do root for all of our real estate friends out there. And, you know, there's a lot of realtors, by the way. A lot of you don't know this, but a lot of realtors struggle, you know, and if they have that one or two closings per month, if one of those doesn't close, they only made half the money they thought they were going to make. And they're out there trying to pay their electric bills just like you are. And also in downtimes for the home purchase market like now, you know, people have to tighten up their belts. They have in the mortgage world, the real estate world. If you're in the title insurance world or you're a surveyor or an appraiser, things have slowed down quite a bit in the last couple of years. And so we root for everyone. We believe that there's a world of abundance out there at TexasLending.com and that there is a great possibility of more future business in the mortgage world that's going to come back strong here sometime in the near future. But in the meantime, we know that there are realtors questioning right now what's going to happen. And hopefully with their negotiation skills, everyone can come to a good solution so that the real estate community thrives and that the people that are trying to buy homes also can have their input as well regarding the future of how real estate transactions are going to go forward. For all of you at home, though, just know that right now when you're selling a home, typically the amount of money that gets paid to a realtor is about 6% of the sales price. If you get a home buyer's representative, that's typically split. That 6% is split between the seller's agent and the buyer's agent. That's typically how it goes in the industry. It's been that way traditionally for many decades. And so if you're trying to sell a home, that's the way it is right now. And if you're trying to buy a home, that's the way it is right now. As this goes forward, we'll see how that, if that morphs in any way, we're not quite sure. But we do know if you're trying to buy a home, it's the same thing for you. You have the minimum down payment for a first-time home buyer being 3% on a conventional loan, 3.5% out of pocket, minimum on an FHA loan, and then VA loans are 100% financing. So there's no minimum down payment requirement on a VA loan if you qualify under your debt-to-income ratio and such. Just know that all of these loans have different mortgage insurance. They have different interest rates. And just like your neighbor might have a different rate than you're going to get because they might have a different credit score, a different down payment, a different loan size, a different negotiation on closing costs or whether they're going to roll them into the rate Everyone has a different scenario. So text me your scenario to 214-354-5989. 214-354-5989. I want to help you with your home loan. We already have questions coming in. Again, it's 214-354-5989. If you want to call a loan officer, you know, I know you're getting up this morning. You might be getting yourself some Java. You might be already dipping into the mimosas, depending on, you know, what kind of cat you are. Just know that you can text me or call our office. Our loan officers are waiting for your phone call at 972-387-4600. First question. I inherited 50% of my parents' house. Hopefully it's the right part of the house. You know, you don't want to, if you're only inheriting half the house, hopefully it's the part that has the floor on it. You're not inheriting like the attic or the outside of the house. Hopefully you inherited 50% of the house where you can actually stand and sleep. The house is worth around $400,000. I currently have a mortgage of about $160,000. How can I buy out my sister and keep my original house? I have close to $30,000 in savings. The credit is $722,000 and no other debt. So inherited 50% of the parents' house. So we don't know all the implications that came along with your parents passing in terms of how they're passing along that home. Now, it says they inherited the parents' house, but this person currently has a mortgage of $160,000. They said they only make $50,000 a year, and we're talking about a $400,000 loan on the other side. They have a $160,000 loan themselves, and there's a $400,000 house out there. So how can I buy out my sister and keep my original house? So I have a question for you. If you can text me back to 214-354-5989. I have a question for you. The question is, do you have a home separate than your parents' home, or are you living in your parents' home already? If you have your own home and you have a $160,000 mortgage and then your parents have a home of $400,000, you may need to sell the house. I'm saying if you don't live in your parents' house, if that's a sole and separate house, maybe you need to sell that house. Maybe you and your sibling need to sell the house and then split the equity in the home. And if that is such a case, maybe you need a realtor. Always go to TDT Realtors over there at Arlington. Friends of ours, happy to help. This person says the parents' home, is fully paid off. So there's a $400,000 house sitting there. And so with a $50,000 income, you know, if you tried to pay off your sister, you'd probably need to take a cash out refinance or a home equity loan and pay off your sister. We're going to have to document that title has been transferred into the names of you and your sister through all the legal proceedings that would go on after the passing of your parents. If it's a situation where you have to get a $200,000 loan, but you make $50,000 a year, you may need to sell that your parents' house, split the difference after the sale. And no, just know what the realtor is going to get paid to sell that house. Find out how much money will be left over after the taxes and everything are paid, and make sure that you have you and your sister getting paid out of the sale of that house. Don't know what the tax implications are going to be for that. Make sure you talk to a CPA if there's any tax implications of making money in the sale of your parents' home. And so take a look into that. Regarding what you owe $160,000 on your house. You only make $50,000. I'm saying only. It's going to be hard to document a way for you to qualify for splitting the equity in that home unless it is sold. If you have a current loan of $160,000 and then try to get another $200,000, your income doesn't sound like it's going to qualify. But call our office at texaslending.com if you need a referral for maybe a title attorney to make sure you can document all the things in the title for your parents' home. We can refer you to a great title company, great title attorney. That's 972-387-4600. That's the number to texaslending.com. Go on there and call one of our loan officers. And regarding this transaction, hopefully it all works out for you. We need to take a break right now, but your questions are coming in. Get them in right now, 214-354-5989. Text me there. I'll answer your questions on the show. you're texting me more information regarding this transaction with you and your sister. I'll see what I can do and respond to you by text. In the meantime, go to that website, TexasLending.com. Text me up here, 214-354-5989, or call a loan officer right now at 972-387-4600. We're going to come back after these messages and answer more of your questions in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan.
Attention football fans, it's your boy Nate Newton at J. Alexander Law. It's that time of year again, and your safety and the safety of others is our top priority. This is football season. Make the right call. Don't drink and drive. Plan ahead. A designated driver or use of other transportations. Let's keep the game exciting. Remember, at J. Alexander Law, we believe responsible choices make real champions. J. Alexander Law, 888-88-INJURED. 888-88-INJURED.
RJ Choppy here for Boomer Jacks. Who loves football? That's right, me too. And Boomer Jacks is the best place to catch all the college and pro football action. And it's not just for weekends. Any day of the week is a great time to head for Boomer Jacks. You also got baseball playoffs coming up, wall-to-wall TVs, ice cold beer, drink specials starting at just $3 all day, every day. It's the best happy hour in DFW, the best place to watch your favorite team. 16 DFW Boomer Jacks locations. Find yours online, boomerjacks.com.
A lot of schools talk about training the cybersecurity workforce of the future, but do they really deliver? My Computer Career has been supplying the IT workforce with thousands of skilled, certified pros for 15 years. Train with the experts in support, networking, or cybersecurity, and start your career in months, not years. Upskill even faster on campus or live online. Qualified students may get financial aid, including the GI Bill. My Computer Career, accredited, acclaimed, effective. Take the free career evaluation at mycomputercareer.edu.
Hello there, it's Pete Thompson from the Consumer Team with an important message for all HVAC technicians and plumbers. The OnTime Experts is looking to add to their team. Are you ready to work for a company that cares about you, your family, and your career growth? Are you ready for paid medical insurance, a 401k match, and no on-call? Then you're ready to apply today. Just go to theontimeexperts.com and click on careers. That's theontimeexperts.com. Click careers.
If you're looking to get an incredible deal on a diamond, I can tell you firsthand to go to the Diamond Factory. They are the only jewelry showroom with an on-site diamond cutting factory in the U.S. Exquisite diamonds, both natural and lab-grown. No pressure environment with true gemologists and experts to help you choose the best piece for your budget. Eliminate the middleman and save money. The Diamond Factory near the Galleria or shop online at thediamondfactory.com.
When you think mortgage, think TexasLending.com.
If you want to get your home purchase done fast, call TexasLending.com. We'll get your home purchase closed lickety-split. And there's nothing faster than lickety-split. Call TexasLending.com for your home purchase today. 972-387-4600. With a mortgage company you can trust, it's TexasLending.com.
4101 McEwen Road, Suite 362, Dallas, Texas, 75244. MLS number 2297. Equal housing lender.
Back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, Kevin Miller here sharing with you the glory of your mortgage. The thing you all dream about all week as you're at work. I know you're watching the Rangers game, so man, this is boring. I can't wait to talk about a mortgage on Saturday morning. So here we are sharing with you all the fun. Make sure you get in touch with me at 214-354-5989. That's how you text me up here. Some good questions already coming in. Having a great conversation through text right now. Our first text of the day, they own a home that they owe $160 on. They make $50,000 a year. Now, they've inherited a property from their parents. They have to split with their sister. And the home is worth $400,000. And so I was just texting them back. You know, this person said they might want to rent out their existing property, but one thing you have to remember, this $400,000 home has taxes on it, and you make $50,000 a year. The taxes on that property could be $11,000, $12,000 a year. That's, you know, nearly $1,000 a month in taxes. If you inherit that property, you take over that property and you pay your sister out, you're going to be paying the tax bill on that thing. And so, also, if your parents passed, I don't know how old your parents passed. If they were seniors and they had a senior discount, on the taxes for the property, which you can find in Texas, if they had a discount because of that, you might be paying higher taxes than what your parents were. Once the county and the appraisal district finds out that that the parents are no longer there and that discount will go away, you need to consider those things. If you do need to pay your sister out, if the home is paid off, you might be able to sell your other home and take out some of the proceeds of that, pay off your sister. Maybe you need to take a small loan on this other home. Maybe you find $100,000 in the sale of your other property in equity and then have to get a $100,000 loan on your parents' property. These are just different ideas, okay? A lot of things, a lot of people have different scenarios. You have your scenario at home. If you have a scenario, text me up here, 214-354-5989. This is the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Okay, so we get on to the next questions and maybe some of you other ones. Maybe some of your other questions can come in now at 214-354-5989. Okay, so it says, what is the call-in number? They want to get some advice for getting home next year. The call-in number is 972-387-4600. They say they make $100,000 a year, and they're about to be debt-free. With everything other than $20,000 of student loans that they have to pay, I want to buy my first home next year, but I heard I can use a first-time home buyers program for a condominium. I have no kids, and my lease for my apartment expires in January. Should I get a regular house or realistically consider buying a condominium? I want to pay it off in 3 to 5 years and then get a regular house when I find a wife one day who wants kids. Hey, you might already find somebody who has kids. You can get it all at one time. You never know. The credit score is 650. So know this. You can qualify for condominiums. You can qualify for townhomes. You can qualify for a single family residence. A townhome is like an apartment, right? It is typically treated as a single family residence. Condominiums have different guidelines. There's different documentation that is needed for a condominium than it is for a single-family residence. Condominiums have bylaws. Condominiums have questionnaires that have to go to them that are extensive. The condominium has to talk about the common areas. A lot of condominiums are currently being built. They typically need to be completed. Depending on what kind of loan you're getting, you have a 650 score. You have a 650 credit score. Typically, with a 650 score, the best mortgage for you, if you're not getting a VA loan, typically your best loan is going to be on an FHA loan. Now, I don't know if you're in a rural area. In a rural area, well, it looks like your income may be potentially too high for a USDA loan. If you're in a rural area, there are income and asset requirements in a rural area to get a USDA loan, which is also a zero down loan. For typically people that live in rural areas that have income and asset restrictions. In your scenario with your 650 score, typically an FHA loan is going to have the lowest rate and the lowest mortgage insurance payment. If you're going to try to qualify for that FHA loan, under those scenarios, condominiums come with different requirements for FHA loans than they typically would with a conventional loan. There are different ownership requirements. For example, what percentage of the condominiums in the condominium complex are owned by people that live in them versus people who rent those condominiums out? There are requirements for how many people or how many of the condominiums are rented out versus that are owned, depending on what kind of loan you're getting. So condominiums, in terms of buying and selling a condominium, can come with different restrictions than you're going to get on a townhome or a single-family residence. And so I'm just saying that you can get a single-family home, a condominium, or a townhome, and just you have to think about the buying of it in terms of what restrictions are there. And if you want to sell it someday, what are some of the restrictions that will come along with that? So think about those things when you're trying to make a decision of what kind of home to get. And so with that 650 score, like I said, you're typically looking at FHA. You're $100,000 a year. You're probably looking at about $2,800 a month, somewhere in there, in terms of qualifying. in terms of qualifying for a mortgage. Yes, somewhere around there in terms of what payment you might qualify for. That $2,800 is going to have to include the principal payment on the mortgage, the interest payment, the taxes for the property, the homeowner's insurance. These things would all be included in your debt-to-income ratio qualifying for the home. And so you have some options to look into there. Make sure you call our office. They'll take a look and run the numbers and find out what you do qualify for at 972-387-4600. You can text me up here, 214-354-5989. 214-354-5989. You all have particular situations. This person wants a condo. The other one wants to get money out and pay off their sister on an inherited property. Maybe you have an income scenario, or maybe you have an asset scenario. You can get in trouble if you say that several times fast. Get that asset scenario. Have us look into it for you. 214-354-5989 is how you text me. If you want to talk to a loan officer today, you can call now or later in the day. Our loan officers are typically there to answer your questions for you up through noon on a Saturday, but they are responding to your online applications through the afternoon at 972-387-4600. You can call them or go online and apply at texaslending.com. All right, so we heard about this jobs report yesterday. Maybe you did, maybe you didn't. As it came out, there was the lowest jobs reported, job creations reported pretty much this year. The unemployment rate went up a little bit. There's a lot to look into on these jobs reports, though. And, you know, obviously it seems like there is always going to be politics in terms of what's reported by whatever administration's in office, regardless of who is. There's always people that want to put the positive spin for the people that are in office, and the people that are not in office always want to put the negative spin. So we got to take a look at some of the numbers that are out there. Just know that they're reporting nearly 2 million new jobs created this year. So they're reporting this 2 million more jobs have been created, but for some reason there's only been 200 more people employed in the country this year. So let's say that again. If you look at the number of people employed in this country, the report that comes out for the job reports how many people are employed and how many jobs have been created. They're reporting nearly 2 million jobs have been created this year. However, when they look at the number of people employed, there's only a couple hundred more people employed right now at this time of the year than there were employed at the end of last year. So which is the fact? The number of people that are fully employed is up 200, or the number of people employed are 2 million? Or is it the facts are that there are more people working two jobs? So these jobs that are being created are people going getting a second job to help pay their bills. Those are the numbers that are in the current report. Another thing to note is every month this year that they've reported new jobs, it has been revised down for every single month this year. So when we get to another month, the number of jobs that were created last month was reported to be 150,000 new jobs. Every month this year, when we get to December and start looking back in October, I don't know what's going to happen for the revisions in October, but for every other month, the number that they initially reported has been revised down every month this year. And so the number of jobs that are initially reported, if you looked at the initial print versus the final updated one, I don't know how that happens month after month, but that is what is currently happening out there. So how strong is the economy? We're not sure. What impact does this have on rates? We don't know yet, but we do know that with the things that have been reported this week with the Federal Reserve and the jobs report yesterday, that mortgage rates did come down this week a little bit. And so what is to come of that? We know that the mortgage industry is down significantly. Year over year, applications are down 20%. 20% year over year for, let's say, last month or last week. The number of applications in the mortgage business last week were down 20% from the same week last year. Well, if you look at last year compared to the year before that, applications were down 40% from year over year. We're down in the industry by about 60%. And that's that is positive thinking. We've seen what we see at TexasLending.com when we see the number of people applying for a mortgage or searching for mortgages just for refinances alone. When you look at people applying for a refinance, we see the number of people who've applied for a refinance is down 99% year over year, or at least from December of 2021. We see a 99% reduction in people applying for a refinance. And refinances were a majority of the mortgage business in 2021. We see home purchases applications have been down. Luckily, we're talking about nationwide numbers. In Dallas-Fort Worth, we still have a strong real estate market. People trying to get into homes. Home value staying stable. Just know if you're trying to get into that home, there are people will say, now is the time to get a mortgage, because you have to think this way. There might be a potential asset reduction in home values in the next couple of years. Maybe. The question was, in 2008, when home values dropped 50%, was it a good time to buy a home then? Well, home values might drop. The question is, are you going to be living in the home for 30 years, 10 years, 8 years, 5 years? We don't know. So the real question is in 10 years from now or 20 years from now, are the home prices that you're paying, are they going to be higher or are they going to be lower? Now, we don't know what's coming of the world, but we know if we look at historical numbers, we say, okay, what are the chances that over time the home values go up? I'm not quite sure. But if you believe that they're going to go up over time, then you have to think of this. If I get into a home now, the interest rate I pay, do we think rates are going to go up? If you think rates are going to go up on home mortgages, if you think they're going up, then now would be the time to buy, because you think rates are going to go up. If you think rates are going to drop, and if you buy now, if rates go down, then you think home values are going to rise because more people can afford a home. If rates are going to go down, you have potential to refinance it later to a lower rate. So is now the time to get into a mortgage? These are the things you need to ask yourself. I think right now, if it's time to get you and your family or you individually into a home, time to apply for a mortgage with TexasLending.com. Find out what you can qualify for today. 972-387-4600. That's the number to call to talk to a loan officer today. 972-387-4600. Or if you want to go online, apply at TexasLending.com. If you want to text me your question. If you're trying to get cash out of your home, by the way, text me the following information. Here's how much I owe on my home. Here's the value of my home. This is my credit score. This is my current interest rate. You send me your credit score and your current interest rate, along with the value of your home and what you owe on it. I'll give you about how much equity you might be able to pull out of your home with an equity loan, a line of credit. Text me that information now to 214-354-5989. I'm going to take a quick break. When I come back, answer more of your questions here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, it's bigger game days and bolder fight nights. I mean, where else can you find a scratch kitchen that always comes in clutch? Every day, from lunch to late night. Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Did you know Twin Peaks Brewing Company is located inside our Irving location? The best part? You can take home our beer with you. Love our Peaks Signature Taps. You can grab a growler filled with your favorite Peaks Signature Brew to go for just $9.99.
If you lease your car and you've tried to sell it but can't get the process completed due to harsh restrictions from the lease company, don't sweat it. GimmeTheVIN.com is not only America's best car buyer, we are also America's best lease buyer. Just go to GimmeTheVIN.com and put your info into our super short form. We'll automatically make an instant offer that's way to against your lease payoff, so you can get your lease funded and whammo, you're all good. All at GiveMeTheVIN.com, America's best lease buyer.
Sell us your car, GiveMeTheVIN.com. So easy you can do it in your underwear.
All college football point spread bettors, please listen to me closely. Once again, this is the legendary Michael Westwood, owner of GBIWins.com in New York. And guys, I've been in the sports service handicapping world for 39 years. I know how to beat the bookmakers against the point spread on any given game day. Today is my college parlay of the year. Kansas State playing Texas and Texas A&M playing Ole Miss. And I'm giving it out to anybody who calls my free recorded comp line. All you have to do is dial 1-800 1-800-885-2525. That's 1-800-885-2525. You'll be connected to my free recorded comp line. We will get the winner of Kansas State, Texas, and Texas A&M playing Ole Miss. Again, winning is a way of life. I'm going to go 2-0 for you today, absolutely free on me. All you have to do is dial 1-800-885-2525 and be a winner.
Old 75 Beer Garden is 105.3 The Fan's official watch party home for the Cowboys 2023 away games. Watch every away game with The Fan at Old 75. Hey, this is Corey, and I'm going to be your host at Old 75. They're going to have awesome game day giveaways, ice-cold 16-ounce Miller Lights at an unbeatable price. Come out this Sunday afternoon for 105.3 The Fan's official watch party as Dallas takes on Philadelphia at 325. Old 75 is just off 75 in Richardson. Old 75 Beer Garden. Good cheer, good friends, good times, and football. See you there.
Which is better for you, a home equity line of credit or a cash-out refinance? If you're sitting on a nice rate of 2.5% to 3% on your mortgage, a home equity line of credit might be great. But maybe you have so many credit card payments, so much debt, you need to refinance it into a cash-out refinance. We have both at TexasLending.com. Call 972-387-4600. Online, TexasLending.com.
4101 McEwen Road, Suite 362, Dallas, Texas, 75244. MLS number 2297. Equal housing lender.
Listen up. This is so easy. Do you want the most money for your used car? Of course you do. And a hassle-free process? Yeah, that's GiveMeTheVIN.com. GiveMeTheVIN will beat your written CarMax offer or write you a check for $100. It's that simple. And GiveMeTheVIN is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and thousands of online reviews. Get an instant cash offer and the most money for your used car right now at GiveMeTheVIN.com. America's best car buyer.
Sell us your car. GiveMeTheVIN.com. So easy you can do it in your underwear.
When you think mortgage, think TexasLending.com.
When is a good time to buy a home? Have you waited too long? Well, there's two ideas. Either the rates are going to go up, so you're buying at the right time now, or the rates are going to go down and you're going to refinance later. If you're looking to buy a home, find that home of your dreams, start with TexasLending.com. We'll take care of you now and in the future. Start with TexasLending.com.
4101 McEwen Road, Suite 362, Dallas, Texas, 75244. MLS number 2297. Equal housing lender.
Back in the TexasHoney.com Mortgage Show, we want to share with you ways to save money on your home loan, how to use your home to finance things. If you have equity, or maybe you want to get some equity in a new home, this is the show for you. It's the TexasHoney.com Mortgage Show each and every weekend here on 105.3 The Fan. Text me to 214-354-5989, 214-354-5989. If you want me to call you after the show, we've had a couple of those questions today. Text me at 214-354-5989. We are getting our phones transferred to another company, so our text line is not set up yet to make sure we're matching up the same text line as we do our phone number for the office. Our office line is 972-387-4600 if you want to talk to a loan officer now. Well, this is a great question here. And so we're working on this thing. This person, they've texted me and said, we're working on, we've been texting back and forth during the break. They have a new construction home that they're building with a line of credit. And they want to know how to secure a mortgage to pay off the line of credit. They have a great credit score of 800. And they have $200,000 to put down that they made on a sale of another home last year. So they have $200,000 to put down. But they have a loan, an unsecured line of credit for $600,000 you're using to build this house. How do they get a mortgage to pay off this $600,000? They don't own the home yet, right? It's being constructed. And so if you own a home and you're trying to get cash out of that property, you're going to need to, so let's say this home is completed and you do a final loan. Well, there's nothing to pay off. You're going to own the home free and clear. So when the home is completed, it sounds like they're going to have this property built. They're putting this $200,000 down. I don't know what the final value of this property is going to be, but they're going to be putting $200,000 down, but they're using $600,000 to do the construction. So whenever that thing is completed, if you need to get a mortgage on the final product,
We would typically call that a construction to permanent refinance. You'd typically be paying off a construction loan, but it sounds like you're not getting a construction loan. It sounds like you're paying for the construction yourself. Maybe there's $600,000 you're putting down, or $600,000 you're using to build the house. It sounds like this project is much bigger than $600,000, right? It sounds like you're building $1 million-plus property here, and you're putting $200,000 down on it, but you were already using $600,000 to pay for a lot of this construction. We need to take a look into this whole thing for you, find out what's going on. But once you do own the property, if there's a lot of equity in that property, you're going to have to live in that home. Figure at least 6 months you're going to have to live in that property. And after you're in that home for 6 months, you can be looking to get a cash out refinance on it. When I say cash out, get a line of credit on it. You have to get a mortgage line of credit to pay off the amount of mortgage that you're going to get. And so here's the other thing. You've already put $600,000 into this property. It sounds like you're going to have equity in this property already. You have $200,000 on the side to put down, but you're putting $600,000 into the build of this property. You own the land, it sounds like, already. And so that $200,000 that you're sitting for a down payment, you may not have to have a down payment. You already have equity. When the home is complete, you can do a construction to permanent refinance. What is that? You own the land, you're getting this, you're doing this construction. If there's a home builder that has to be paid off, then what you would do is you'd say, all right, how much do I owe you, builder? Oh, I owe you $500,000. Okay. Well, if the property's worth 1.1 and you owe the builder $500,000, you can just refinance that property and do a $500,000 loan. Now, the $200,000 that you have on the side for a down payment, you might be able to use that, one, to pay down your line of credit that you have, your unsecured line of credit. But once you're in that property for a period of time, once you do qualify for a home equity line of credit, that's how you would get that secured line of credit on the home and then use that line of credit from the home to pay off the unsecured line. We don't know your whole scenario here. We're talking ideas here over the radio. Make sure you call one of our loan officers to get the particulars. Find out how to get this thing set up. The number is 972-387-4600. We have experienced loan officers at TexasLending.com. The average loan officer there at TexasLending.com has over 15 years of experience. Get in touch with them now at 972-387-4600. All right. Your questions continue to come in. Appreciate them coming in. Here comes another one. I am renting an apartment for 3 years at $7,000 a month. The annual income is $700,000. Credit score varies depending on the bureau, but let's say 740 score. Personal debt is my car, $25,000. If you make an income of $700,000 a month or $700,000 a year, sounds like you're going to be able to buy the home that you want, depending on your down payment that you're going to put down on a house. You know, not everyone's making $700,000 a year, right? Call one of our loan officers, find out what kind of home you can get, what kind of down payment you'll need. I don't see your down payment requirement here or when you're trying to get yourself into a property, but make sure you call one of our loan officers at 972-387-4600. We're going to take one more question here before we take another break. I have a question about selling my home. We currently have our house up for sale. And it's been very slow. We picked out a house out of town, signed a contract for the sale by owner. We had to put $75,000 down on it, pending the sale of our current house. The house we are buying needs a lot of updates, but we can't do anything till we sell. Is there anything we could do to start updates till we sell? Okay. There are loan programs. There are different loan programs coming out right now. There's a home style renovation loan. Listen to me on this. There are loans called home style renovation loans. There are other new loan renovation loans coming out. You can actually buy a home on a home style renovation loan. When you buy the home, there will be money put aside to do the updates in the home. Typically, in a home style renovation loan, you can get up to 50% of the value of the home for the new construction. So let's say you bought a home at $200,000.
and you want to do construction on it, you can get a loan of up to, you know, if the home is going to be worth $300,000, right, you can get up to 50% of the value of the property there for new construction, for renovations. Now, you're going to have to talk to a bank that has a construction division, a bank that has the home-style renovation loan ready to go for that scenario. There is a way to do that. Now, here's the other thing is you don't have the money because you have to sell your current home. There are other programs. They're called bridge loans. Typically, they're not done in Texas. There are a couple institutions that do bridge loans. A bridge loan is the loan that bridges the gap between when you get your property sold and when you get into your new property. If you want, I have your text here. I will text you back at a couple of, well, at least I'll give you one institution that is known for doing bridge loans in Texas. Not everyone in Texas does this. It's complicated with the cash out home equity requirements and laws in Texas, but you can get in touch with this bank and they might be able to help you with that bridge loan. Now, I'm not speaking for them. I'm just saying that they're known to have those loans. So bear with me there, and I'll get back with you with a text to possibly get that done. The home-style renovation loan is another option for you to do the construction, the renovation on the home that you're buying. They typically come with higher rates on a home renovation loan, but you can buy a home under a home renovation loan. Under that scenario, it is possible. This is going to take a little bit of time, though, and you're trying to sell your property and you have this contract, so I don't know if the seller of the property is going to put up with the time or with the requirements it would take to get the renovation approved. If you want to buy that home and then get the renovation done, you could buy the home and then do the renovation loan, refinance it into a home-style renovation. There are a lot of things to unpack there. Again, you need to call our office at 972-387-4600 to find out what our options are for you. We do not have a construction division at TexasLending.com, but we sure want to help you get the financing you need. Call one of our loan officers, apply today, and I will see if I can text you back during the break. We got to take it right now. When we come back, we'll answer more of your questions. Get your questions in now, 214-354-5989, 214-354-5989. Go online and apply with TexasLending.com. Coming back for more on 105.3 The Fan.
Congrats on the World Series win, Texas fans. Academy Sports and Outdoors has everything you need to celebrate your hometown team's championship. Swing by your local Academy store today or shop online at academy.com to find officially licensed jerseys, tees, caps, and more.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Attention, dove and deer hunters. Teske Weatherford has over 1,500 guns in stock with more than 350 shotguns and over 400 rifles for you to choose from. Deer corn, $9.50 per bag. Deer blinds, Yeti coolers, Mojo decoys, hunting licenses, and shotgun shells by the case. Largest selection of DFW for saddles, western wear, feed, hay, and a cafe to boot. Teskes. I-20 Weatherford, Texas. Teskes.com.
Let's go, Dallas! Let's go!
Every moment, every touchdown, every yard is a reason to celebrate. If anyone knows that, Ciroc does. From the tailgate to the touchdown, Ciroc Ultra Premium Vodka makes game day a smooth one. And with flavors that never fumble, man, game day is an instant win.
This is Ciroc,
made from fine French grapes.
Made for football.
Get Ciroc and Ciroc Vodka Spritz during the next Cowboys game.
Please drink responsibly. Ciroc Vodka, 40% alcohol by volume. Imported from France by Diageo, New York, New York.
Imagine moving into your new home before selling your old home. For top dollar, you can with Orchard. Here's one couple's story. Moving to Texas for work, they needed to sell their old home first, move, rent an apartment, then move into their new home. Total nightmare. But with Orchard's Move First program, they could sell their old home after moving into their new home. Buy your next home before you sell. Get a free no obligation cash offer from Orchard.com. That's Orchard.com.
When you think mortgage, think TexasLending.com.
Are you one of the many people with credit card payments coming out your wazoo? That's not good because your friends are looking at your wazoo and they see credit card payments coming out. You need TexasLending.com. You need to get a cash out, refinance, or a home equity line of credit today. 972-387-4600, TexasLending.com.
4101 McEwen Road, Suite 362, Dallas, Texas, 75244. MLS number 2297, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, not much time left. Appreciate all your questions today. They're coming in. on 214-354-5989. Remember, our phone number to the office is different than our text line here at the show. As we get our phones transferred over to another phone company, still getting that text line set up so we can do it all with the same number. The phone number, again, is 972-387-4600. The text line is 214-354-5989. Make sure you go online and apply to TexasLending.com. A lot of questions coming up. Here's one right here. My brother wants to do a garage conversion on our home, on our mom's property. The brother wants to do a garage conversion on our mom's property. What is the best type of loan to get? The property's in Los Angeles, California. Thank you for your help. A garage conversion on your mom's property. So is it your mom that wants a garage conversion or your brother wants? Hopefully your mom knows that your brother's going to do a garage conversion. Sounds like your brother's moving in. Hopefully they have a good relationship. Otherwise, your mom's going to have a squatter there in the garage. So they want to do this garage conversion on the mom's property. So what is the best kind of loan to get? Again, there are options of getting cash out refinances, lines of credit. Now, you don't always have to just get a line of credit, by the way. Let's say you have your home paid off. You're thinking, I want a line of credit. You might be able to just get a lump sum of cash out on a home equity loan. You can also get a second lien, lump of sum home equity loan. So let's say you have a property that you own or you have a loan on it and you like your 3% rate you're currently sitting on, but you want to get cash out, or you have $30,000 in credit card debt and it's at 25% interest rates and you're like, I want to get that reduced. You can get a second lien home equity loan. A lot of people are doing that. The lines of credit, there are different institutions that have come out with lines of credit. They have a certain amount of allocation, $10 billion, $20 billion, $2 billion. Once they fill up those billions of dollars of loans, they don't have any more money to be doing lines of credit. The home equity loans seem to be more abundant. A lot of companies are doing those, and we have those lines of credit at TexasLending.com. Now, we have those second lien home equity loans. Our line of credit company and servicer, they just ran out of allocation for an amount of money. So now we are working on second lien home equity loans. You get that lump sum of cash now, put it in your bank account, and you have a second lien, leaving your first lien intact. This person wants to get this home equity this property conversion, this garage conversion. The other option we talked about was the home style renovation loan. That's an option for you. You can look into that and get that done if you wish. We have run out of time, though, and we would love for you to call one of our loan officers today. They are so experienced. These loan officers, some of them have 20 years at TexasLending.com. Again, the average time in the industry for our staff is about 15 years doing loans. They've seen it all. They were around, I can tell you what, they were around in 2008 when they saw all the nonsense back then, and they're around now ready to help you with your loan. They're going to have answers for you when you call at 972-387-4600. Or you can go online and apply at TexasLending.com. Make sure you call each and every weekend here, and I'll always be happy to answer your questions for you. Our loan officers will be around to answer your questions up till noon today. They will be responding to your online applications through about 3 p.m. today. Get your application in this weekend before the hectic part of the week starts. It's 972-387-4600. It's online. It's TexasLending.com. I'm Kevin Miller. We'll see you next week right here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan.
Attention dove and deer hunters. Teske Weatherford has over 1,500 guns in stock with more than 350 shotguns and over 400 rifles for you to choose from. Deer corn, $9.50 per bag. Deer blinds, Yeti coolers, Mojo decoys, hunting licenses, and shotgun shells by the case. Largest selection of DFW for saddles, western wear, feed, hay, and a cafe to boot. Teske's, I-20 Weatherford, Texas. Teske's.com.
If it's out of sight, it's out of mind.
Even though that's an old adage, it's still very true today. And it's especially true of your old 401k. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, asking you to get that old 401k in sight and out of the company you no longer work for. But don't roll it into your new 401k. That could be one of the worst things you do. Of course that's easy. But when has the easiest way ever been the best way? Instead, call Trajan Wealth and learn about all of your options, including a way to earn an upfront bonus of up to 25% for your future income just for rolling it over. That's right. You could earn up to a 25% bonus for your retirement income just for rolling that 401k over with Trajan Wealth. Don't roll that 401k into your new company plan. Don't do it without calling Trajan Wealth first. Call 469-579-3500 or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Guarantees are based on the claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company.
Hey everyone, Jane Slater from the NFL Network, and I'm here with Jeremy from Kissable Dental. You know the saying, use it or lose it. It's November, and that means your benefits are about to expire.
That's right, Jane. Your insurance company has been taking your money all year. Get something back. Teeth cleanings, whitenings, we do it all.
And the best part, Jeremy? They walk in and out without an extensive bill as they walk out the door, happy with what you didn't pay.
That's because we do all the work before you sit down. Let us handle the insurance company and the headaches, while we also help you avoid the toothaches.
And with 3 locations in the Metroplex, there is sure to be one close to you. With the holidays coming, things get busy, so you're going to want to get your appointment soon. I know I already got mine.
Book online at KissableDental.com. That's KissableDental.com. Or you can call 972-779-KISS, 972-779-KISS. The Kissable journey starts today.
When you think mortgage, think TexasLending.com.
Some mortgage companies offer cash-out refinances. Some offer home equity lines of credit. TexasHoney.com offers both. Call TexasHoney.com. Find out which is best for you, a line of credit or a cash-out refinance. It starts with a mortgage company you can trust. TexasHoney.com, 972-387-4600, TexasHoney.com.
4101 McEwen Road, Suite 362, Dallas, Texas.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.